Hey, it's time for...
Oh, sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, oh, sweet. Oh, sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. Oh, sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, all sweet margarine invites you to meet the meat. Well, it's a lazy summer Friday mid-afternoon, and none of the meat family is in the little white house with the green shutters. Matter of fact, Agatha and Peggy are just walking into the Civic Center Railroad Station, and Agatha is carrying a suitcase.
Just put your suitcase down here, Mother. Oh, golly, I've never seen the railroad station so busy. I guess I'm not the only one going away for a weekend.
There are one or two with the same idea. Well, we have a good 15 minutes before the train leaves for Northville.
Uh-huh.
And now, Peggy, don't forget to give the pound cake to Aunt Effie as soon as you get there.
Uh-huh.
And did you bring along something for your cousin Mary Lou?
Oh, sure. I'm giving her my hand autographed pictures of Van Jost and Gregory Peck.
Oh, that's nice. But, Peggy, look.
What?
The blackboard, dear. It says the Northville train's delayed a whole hour. Oh, dear.
Well, Mother, we can go get a soda or do a little window shopping.
Well, I'm not going to drag this suitcase around, Peggy.
Well, I'll carry it, Mother. It isn't heavy.
No, darling. It's Mortimer's, and I don't want to get it scratched up.
Well, Mother, there's some of those 10-cent lockers. Why don't we leave it there?
Good idea, Peggy. Come on.
Okay.
When Mortimer bought that suitcase from Mr. Barker, he fell so in love with it that I just had to buy another one for him, exactly like it. Your father just loves it.
Well, here's an empty locker. Number 709.
Have you got a dime handy, Peggy?
Yeah. Here you are, Mother.
Thank you. Help me with this suitcase, Peggy.
Okay. Here we go.
One, two, push. There we are.
Take the key out, Mother.
I have it.
Don't forget the number, 709.
It's stamped on the key, darling.
And don't lose the key.
Oh, don't worry, I won't. The way Mortimer dotes on that suitcase. I haven't told him yet you're taking it. Honestly, men are just like little boys.
Except when they stop growing vertical and start growing horizontal, like Uncle Louie.
Uncle Louie? He was supposed to help us get to the station with that suitcase. I wonder what happened to him.
I heard him driving away in the car just before we left the house.
Oh, I guess he's just allergic to labor.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Every time he hears the word work, he breaks out in goosebumps.
Well, I don't see Peggy and Agatha here at the station, Morty boy. I guess Peggy's train must have left.
Oh, Louie, why did you take so long to pick me up? I stood on the corner of 10th Street for 20 minutes.
Oh, Morty, when you call, I was just in the middle of a snack. I had to drive slow.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Well, it's dangerous driving with a sandwich in each hand.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, I hope you told Peggy why you couldn't drive her down here to the station.
Well, I tried to holler upstairs on my way out, but the words got sort of mixed up in my throat with a piece of salami. Gosh, I'd have loved to carry Peggy's luggage. You know that.
Yeah, well, I won't disappoint you, Louie. I'll let you carry Mr. Barker's luggage.
Hey, you didn't tell me we were coming down here to pick up luggage.
No, I was afraid the shock would upset you. Mr. Barker got in from out of town last night with a suitcase full of samples, Louie, and it was too heavy to carry home.
Yeah.
So he left it in one of these lockers right here.
Oh?
Yes, Mr. Barker's got to show these samples to our most important client, Mr. Knickerbocker. Yeah, these are the lockers. Well, come on, Louie. Give me that key I gave you.
Yeah.
I think it's to locker 907.
No, I think it's 709.
Well, the number's on the key. Now, come on, where is it?
Morty.
Huh?
The key's not in this pocket. It's gone.
Yeah, well, look in your other pocket.
Must have melted from the heat.
Keys don't melt, Louie. Now, look in your other pocket.
Well, it's no use, Morty. I always keep keys and toothpicks in this pocket.
Keys and toothpicks?
Sure. Sometimes if a key won't work, a toothpick will. Hey, there's a hole in the pocket.
Louie, if I could stretch my hands around those double chins of yours, I'd strangle you.
Now, don't worry about a thing, Morty. Now, stand aside. I'll jimmy this locker open in no time. I used to do this all the time. I mean, I read about it a lot. Let's see. 709, huh?
Well, I think it'd be 907.
It was 709.
Now, let's see.
Wait a minute, Houdini. If these lockers was made to open with nail files, we'd give them out instead of keys. Now, beat it, Petso, before I call a cop.
Now, wait a minute, why?
Never mind, Louie, never mind. I'll handle this. Now, look, Mr. Attendant.
The name is Ike.
Yeah, well, listen, Mr. Ike. My boss checked a very important suitcase in this locker last night, and I've got to get it out. Otherwise, it'll mean my job.
My friend, your problem interests me more than I can say. But these lockers are not a grab bag. They are here to safeguard property, and I'm here to safeguard the safeguard.
Well, you don't understand,
quiet,
but...
Petso.
Yeah, listen, Mr. Ike.
The door to that locker is like the top of a sardine can. It cannot be opened.
open without a key.
But I had a key.
Sure, we had a key.
You keep out of this, Fatso. What happened to the key?
Well, I gave it to Fatso. I gave it to my brother-in-law here, and he's got a hole in his pocket.
I matched the hole in his head, no doubt.
Now, listen, you.
Now, please, can't you open it for us?
No.
I can identify the piece of luggage.
Nope.
I can describe it in detail.
No.
And I can make it worth your while.
You say you can identify it, huh?
Of course I can.
What locker is it?
709.
Make up your mind.
709.
Yes, I guess it is 709.
709. All right. Describe it, mister.
Well, it's a brown alligator suitcase. Uh-huh. Imitation alligator.
Any initials?
No, Mr. Barker didn't have time to get it initialed yet. Uh-huh. And it has two side straps and one center gold-plated lock.
Okay. Let's see. Here. My golly, you're right. Answers your description to a T. Okay, Fatso, drag it down.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Get it, Louie.
Oh, my back.
I ain't never gone to so much trouble for nobody before, I tell you that.
Well, here's a dollar bill for your trouble.
Oh, no trouble at all. No trouble at all. In fact, I know just where to put this dollar.
Where?
On the nose of a filly named Baggage that Harry the Book's been touting all week. Baggage, you get it? Oh, brother, what a hunch.
Yeah, well, good luck, Mr. Ike. Come on, Louie.
If you've ever decorated a youngster's birthday cake, you know that one absolutely necessary requirement is a candle for each year and one to grow on. Yes, that growing business is mighty important. Now, you can add to the powers of that extra candle no end by making sure that the children get plenty of all-sweet margarine in their diet. You see, all-sweet is wonderfully rich in precious vitamin A, the growth-producing vitamin. In fact, all-sweet is one of the very finest sources of vitamin A. But that's not surprising. Nutrition is the business of Swift & Company. That's why every glorious pound of all-sweet is fortified with at least 15,000 units of the important vitamin A. Now, the nutritive benefits of all-sweet are by no means limited to the little folks. The marvelous food energy contained in all-sweet is wonderfully good for everybody at your house. For example, you actually double the food energy of a slice of bread when you spread it generously with smooth, golden all-sweet. So, for an economical, tasty cooking aid and a nutritious table spread, get All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Well, we're in plenty of time, Mother.
Well, here we are at the locker. Now to get the suitcase.
Locker 709, Mother. Mm-hmm.
Now, Peggy, when you get to Northville, try not to make too much noise in the house.
Because
Aunt Effie's been quite nervous lately.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy.
What?
It's gone. Your suitcase is gone.
Oh, Mother, no. Are you sure it's the right locker?
Well, this is key 709, and this is locker 709. But where's the suitcase?
Somebody stole it. Oh, Mother, I can't go to Northville without my things.
And I can't go home if we've lost that suitcase. Mortimer would die.
Oh, darling, Mother, what are we going to do?
No. Let's see, Tom. There's the attendance desk. Maybe he can help us. We still have 20 minutes until train time.
Oh, there's nobody here. There's nobody at his desk.
Attendant.
Mother, what's this sign? It has something scribbled on it.
Back in 10 minutes. Gone to see a man about a book.
Oh, Mother, how can a person leave his job in the middle of the day to go off somewhere and read?
Ah, there you are, Meek.
Yeah.
Where in blazes have you been with my suitcase?
Well, Mr. Barker...
Where's that hippopotamus you call your brother-in-law? I thought he was going to help you with it.
Well, he's gone home, Mr. Barker.
Don't you know Mr. Knickerbocker's been waiting in my office for 20 minutes sitting on tender hooks?
Oh?
Thank heaven you have the suitcase. Everything depends on these samples. You know that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Stop gabbing, Meek, and sit down here in the outer office and wait. I may need you for something.
You need me for something?
Yes. If Mr. Knickerbocker doesn't place the order I expect, I'll probably wipe up the floor with you, you nincompoop.
Hello? Anybody at home? Aggie? Strange Aggie ain't here to cook up my snack before dinner. Well, it's a good thing I hid this ham sandwich in my back pocket and forgot about it. Come on, sandwich. No use hiding from your Uncle Louie. Come on out of there. Well, what do you know? A key. Now, how did that get caught in my sandwich paper? Maybe I should carry those three deckers in my hat. Well, I'll be doggone. It's that locker key Morty wanted. 907. Hey, that ain't right. That wise guy attendant opened 709. But this is 907. Oh, wow. I hate to admit it, but Morty was right. I wonder whose suitcase Morty's got.
I'm heading for the land. Yeah, I better make a note to have that radiator fixed. Makes a terrible noise.
That's not the radiator, me.
Yeah, it's me. Oh, hello, Mr. Barker. How's the sale going with Mr. Knickerbocker?
I don't know yet. I've been giving him the build-up before I open the case and show him the samples. Where's that order blank?
Oh, it's right here in the top drawer of this desk, Mr. Barker. Here it is.
Don't dare to breathe, me.
Oh, no, sir. I haven't breathed since I came in.
Good. I've got a new point of expectancy, the like of which I've never before attained.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm moving into the kill.
Moving in for the kill. I don't like the sound of that. Hello? Killer and Company. I mean, Barker and Company.
Mortimer, this is Agatha. Are you sitting down?
Oh, yes, Agatha. Why?
Oh, darling, you know that wonderful suitcase of yours that looks like Mr. Barker's?
Yes, dear. It was a marvelous present.
Well,
thank
Mortimer,
you.
I wanted Peggy to make a good impression on Aunt Effie, so I let her take it on her trip to Northville.
Well, Agatha, you know I don't mind. Any suitcase of mine is a suitcase of the family.
Well, but Mortimer, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. What'd you say?
Mortimer, it's gone. I'm afraid it's been stolen.
Agatha, you're joking.
Oh, I wish I were. But you see, Mortimer, the train was delayed, and we put the suitcase in one of those 10-cent lockers. And while we were gone, somebody broke into the locker and stole it. And the train leaves in 10 minutes, and what are we going to do?
Now, Agatha, calm yourself. Peggy can take a later train, and you ask the attendant to help you find it, and I'm sure it'll turn up.
The attendant isn't here. He's gone to the library or something. He left a note about a book.
Well, you just wait, Agatha. He'll be back. Yes, he's very interested in the problems of the public, especially if you give him a dollar or two. By mistake, you probably got the key to the wrong locker.
No, Mortimer, I didn't. It was locker 709, and I still got the key to 709.
Well, that's what I mean. It's probably 907 or something. Sure, it's very easy to get those numbers mixed up. What do you mean, get the numbers mixed up?
I didn't say that, dear. You did.
Agatha, something terrible's happened.
Yes, I know it has. That's what I called to tell you.
No, you don't understand. Mr. Knickerbocker's got a suitcase full of Barkers.
What?
I mean, Mr. Barker's buyer has the wrong bag, and I'm in trouble. I mean, if
never
I...
Never mind what you mean, you amoeba. You undernourished, underfed, stupid, idiotic dope.
I'll call you later, Agatha.
Me? I'm destroyed. For the first time in my career, I'm completely and utterly destroyed.
And Mr. Barker, there's been a slight mistake.
Slight mistake? You just handed me a double cross that makes Pearl Harbor look like a sweetheart's kiss. You vermin, you.
Now, look, Mr. Barker.
You know what I've been trying to tell, Mr. Knickerbocker?
No.
Bobby socks. Garter belts. Slips. Negligees. Nightgowns. Whose suitcase did you bring me? Gypsy Rose Lee?
Well, no, sir. It belongs to Gypsy Rose Peggy. I mean, my daughter Peggy.
Your daughter Peggy? How did she get into my suitcase?
She didn't, Mr. Barker. That's the point.
What do you think Mr. Knickerbocker thinks of me? How can I ever live this down?
All you have to do, Mr. Barker, is explain to him that there's been a little mix-up.
A little mix-up? Perhaps you'd like to explain that to him yourself?
I wouldn't, Mr. Barker, but I will. Well, first I better close the window, though, Mr. Barker, to cut off the draft.
That was no draft, Meek. That was Mr. Knickerbocker on his way out. He's gone, and I'll be the laughing stock of the industry.
I could straighten this whole thing out if I just had a little time.
All right, take a little time.
Thank you.
Take a year. Take 5 years. Take a lifetime. Or won't that be enough?
I tell you, Mr. Barker, I know exactly where I can get my hands on your suitcase now. I do.
You do?
Yes.
You know where my suitcase is now?
Of course I do, Mr. Barker. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
It's pretty heavy, my suitcase. You know that, don't you? It's terribly heavy.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Barker. I'll manage to carry it.
Well, Meek, would you do me a favor?
Of course, Mr. Barker.
Would you tie it around your waist with a stout piece of twine so that under no circumstances can it become separated from you?
Sure, Mr. Barker, if you think it's necessary.
It's extremely necessary. And having done this, would you take it out to the city limits marked by that high cliff?
Of course I will, the high cliff.
You know where it is, Meek, where the river turns?
Yes, sir, I've been there often.
Will you go there once more and climb to the very, very highest point of the cliff overlooking the water?
Yes.
And then will you, for heaven's sake, please jump in?
I certainly will, Mr. Barker. What?
And if your family doesn't hear from you after about a week, I'll just tell them to start dredging. Signed, Sinister Yours, Walter Barker.
We Americans have so many things to be proud of that it's a bit difficult to single them all out. But I think you'll agree that rich, bountiful farming areas are one of our greatest sources of pride. Yes, there's something wholesome and grand about an American farm. That's why when you're shopping, it pays you to remember that the fine, fresh ingredients that go into all sweet margarine come from the very richest of America's many wonderful farmlands. You'll like AllSweet. Its delicate, natural flavor comes from freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk, plus all the wholesome vegetable oils that can be properly absorbed. Not only that, AllSweet is wonderfully rich in food energy, too. In fact, even the costliest spread can't beat AllSweet for fine nourishment. And remember, every pound of gloriously good AllSweet is fortified with at least 15,000 units of valuable vitamin A. So for a rich, delicious table spread, for an economical, helpful cooking aid, get AllSweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Yeah, let's see now. Locker 907. Yeah, this is it. Gosh, I don't see how Morty could have got a simple thing like that mixed up. Yeah, here's the suitcase, all right. My gosh, it looks just like the other one. Oh, well, it's the style, I guess. Oh, brother, is this heavy? What kind of samples could old man Barker have put in here? Samples of Boulder Dam, maybe? Yeah. Well, I'll just step in the station lunchroom here and get myself enough vitamins so I'll have the strength to look for somebody to carry the suitcase.
Peggy, maybe the attendant's come back by this time.
Oh, I hope so, Mother. The train will be leaving any minute. Oh, his sign's been taken down. He must be back.
Attendant! Attendant!
I'm off and running. Just take it easy, folks. I may not be good in a break, but I always come through in a stretch. What can I do for you?
There's a bag missing.
My suitcase is gone.
Gone? Where'd you leave it?
We left it in locker number 709.
Because the train to Northville was delayed an hour.
So we went out to get a sundae.
A super-duper sundae.
And when we came back, the suitcase was gone.
The train's about to leave any minute.
And if the suitcase isn't recovered, somebody's going to have to pay for it.
Now, ladies, let me get this straight. You mean to say...
You bet we do. 709.
That's right.
I see what you mean. No, what locker did you leave it in?
Well, that one right there, number 709.
It's open, see?
And have you got the key to show the locker's yours?
Right here, right in my hand.
Well, it's easy to see what happened. Somebody must have opened it with the master key. And I know just who the stupid, half-witted blockhead was, too.
Who?
Me.
What do you mean you opened it?
Why did you?
Because I was victimized. A public servant, and I was victimized. I had a hunch not to open that locker, and I had a hunch not to play that horse, too.
What horse?
Never mind that. All I know is I was victimized. And I remember the con man who touted me into it very well, and his shill, too.
His what?
His accomplice, a big fat head. Oh. Excuse me, ladies, while I phone the police and give them a description of those two racketeers. You'll have your suitcase back in no time.
Oh, there goes my trip to Northville. Oh, Mother.
Oh, now keep calm, Peggy, and come with me.
Oh, where are we going?
Let's just drop in at this lunchroom over here while I have a cup of coffee and relax. Then we'll come back and see what the attendant's done about it.
What did Daddy say when you told him the suitcase was missing?
Peggy, he's so attached to that suitcase, he became hysterical and began raving like a lunatic. Oh. I couldn't understand a word he said.
Well, here's the lunchroom.
Maybe we can get a seat at the counter. It won't take so long.
Mother.
What, Peggy?
Mother, am I seeing things? Or is that my suitcase there under that hat rack? I mean, Daddy's suitcase.
Well, Peggy, it is. I'm sure it is. Come on.
Oh, golly, Mother, if it is it, maybe I can still make the train.
It must be it. How many suitcases like that can there be in the world?
Just a minute, ladies. Get your hands away from that suitcase. Why, Aggie,
Nisi,
Louie.
Oh, Louie, how did you get hold of my suitcase?
Yours.
Don't you know we've been looking all over the station for this suitcase? How did you get it?
Oh, listen, Nisi, this isn't your suitcase.
I know it. It's Daddy's, but he said I could use it, so what difference does it make?
Louie, how did you get it?
Give me a chance to swallow this hunk of hamburger and I'll tell you.
Uncle Louie, you can explain it to Mother. I'm going to try and make that train.
Well,
oh, golly, the suitcase is heavy.
I'll help you with it, Peggy.
Now, wait a minute. Will you
wait? Right back, Louie. I just want to help Peggy on the train.
Oh.
Don't go away.
Yeah, goodbye, and have a good time. What am I saying? Hey, wait a minute, wait.
Wait a minute yourself, bud. Where do you think you're going?
My sister, that bag.
Not till you pay this check.
But it's the wrong bag.
Get back in there. Now, let's see your money.
Attendant. Hey, Mr. Ike. I want to talk to you. Now, come on out from behind that racing form. I see you.
Oh, it's the little man with the big ideas. The little man that goes around hoodwinking innocent women and children.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Ike, but you've got to help me out. You know, that suitcase you took out of the locker before was the wrong one.
Oh, was it really?
Yes.
You see, you opened 709, and that was the wrong locker.
Oh.
Yeah, now, will you please open 907 for me? There's a suitcase in there, too.
Oh, is there? Really?
Yes.
Well, then, that is my two suitcases I'd have taken out of the lockers for you, wouldn't it?
Yes, but I'd be very happy to make it worth your while.
Yeah, I know. Tell me, Bud. How many suitcases a day do you knock down this way? 10? 20?
Well, what are you talking about?
Until you watch the people put the suitcases in so you can describe them.
Now, look here, mister.
Oh, still a minute. Don't move.
Mm-hmm. Don't move.
Huh? All right, boys.
Here. Now, let go of my arm.
All right, man.
I knew he'd come back.
They always come back
here.
15 at a time.
Repulsive looking, ain't he?
Officers, take him away.
Oh, take this seat, Peggy. Goodness, I swear that suitcase is twice as heavy as it was before.
Oh, that's just because we're so tired, Mother. You better get off the train before it starts, Mother.
Oh, dear, but you'll never get that suitcase up on the rack by yourself.
I'll help her, ma'am.
Oh, would you please?
Sure, I will, ma'am.
All right, then, Peggy. Give me a kiss. Now, have a good time. Give my love to Aunt
Effie, Mary Lou, dear.
Don't forget to
mind. Goodbye, Mother. Oh, isn't she the sweetest mom a girl could ever have?
Must be, if you say so.
I just don't know how I'm going to get along without her.
What are you doing? Joining the army?
No, just going away.
A couple of years, I suppose?
Weekends.
Oh.
Mother's a wonderful thing to have.
I know. Had one myself.
She must have been very sweet.
Almost as sweet as yours, I'll bet.
Hey, you're nice.
You're all right, too. Get along fine with my girl. She's about your age. Well, might as well get that suitcase up there before the train gets moving.
Oh, golly, that's swell of you. Thanks a lot.
Don't thank me till it's up there. My, this is a heavy suitcase. What do you pack in there, ball bearing?
Well, there's a traveling iron. And then there's a... Oh, look out! The lid is opening. It's slipping.
I know, but I can't stop it. Oh. Look out! Oh. It fell.
Well, don't worry about it. Good heavens, that isn't my suitcase. Those aren't my things.
I didn't think you could press your clothes with that gear.
And those funny valve things, they're not mine, honest.
I can believe that.
Oh, I can't go to Northfield this way. Oh, jeepers, I gotta get off this train.
Here, I'll help you with this suitcase.
Oh, I'm sorry to be in such a mess.
Don't give it another thought, just run.
Come on, then. Forward!
Charge! Go ahead, girl. We'll take San Juan Hill or bus.
Louis, where's Mortimer?
Aggie.
Yes, Louis?
Do you remember how in England during the war, when they knew a blitz was coming, they'd blow a warning?
Ooh.
And all the people would move out to the country or go underground?
Well, what about it, Louis?
Ooh.
Louis, what's the matter with you?
Go underground, Aggie.
What are you talking about?
Morty took Peggy's underclothes and stuff to the office.
What?
And Peggy went to Northville to play hopscotch with Mr. Barker's newest patent. And I'm just eating my last meal before I join the Foreign Legion.
Louis, do you mean the suitcase I took
I
from you?
I've got nothing more to say on the subject. Reach me another slice of that apple pie, will you, Aggie?
Oh, dear, this is terrible. I wonder where Mortimer is. Never mind, Louis, I'll get it.
Okay, sis. I'm too upset. I wasn't going to get up anyway.
Hello?
Hey, Aggie, this is Mortimer.
Mortimer, something terrible has happened. Come home at once.
Well, I'd like to, dear, but I'd have to break down a lot of bars and evade some men with guns to do it.
Mortimer, you're not in jail.
No. Well, if I'm not, they've certainly changed the waiting room in the city hall.
Oh, Mortimer.
Agatha, save your tears for the chief of police. Hurry down here and get me out.
Now, don't worry about a thing, Mortimer. We'll be home in a minute, and I'll put an ice pack on your head.
Well, anyway, Agatha, you know the whole story. I can never go back to work for Mr. Barker.
Oh, Mortimer, what'll we do?
Gosh, Morty, I'll starve to death.
Hey, you see, Agatha, everything has its bright side.
Oh, hush, Mortimer. Oh, talking about the bright side, who lit up our front room that way?
Huh?
Well, I turned the lights out when I left.
Yeah, well, we'll soon see.
Mother, Daddy,
Peggy, I thought you were on the train.
I got off as soon as I found out I had the wrong suitcase. And this very kind man I met on the train helped me home.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello, again.
It was very sweet of you to help my daughter, sir. Very sweet.
Not at all, ma'am. I helped her for a selfish reason, too. When that suitcase fell open, I saw a lot of samples of merchandise that I'd been hoping to buy.
Samples? Buy?
Yes, sir. I'd come to Civic Center for that express purpose. But when old gravel-voiced Barker showed me samples of ladies' wear instead of hardware, I walked out on him. Thank heaven I accidentally found out what happened. It could happen to anyone.
Well, what is this gentleman's name, huh?
Isn't he sweet?
Yes.
Mother, Daddy, Uncle Louie, meet Mr. Knickerbocker.
How do you do? Knickerbocker.
That's right, sir. I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Meek.
Well, how is he? I mean, how am I?
You're fine. Don't you worry about a thing.
You get Mr. Barker on the phone.
Oh, I already have, Daddy. I called him up from the station, and when Mr. Knickerbocker spoke to him, he said he'd fly over here.
Well, I hope his arms don't give off.
Joy, you keep out of this.
Yeah, okay, boy.
Hello? Anybody home?
Everybody's home, Mr. Barker. Come on in.
Well, Mr. Knickerbocker, I brought the young lady's suitcase as you asked me to. Now, will you kindly tell me what this is all about?
Just this, Mr. Barker. I've seen those samples you wanted to show me, and I like them.
You've seen them? Where?
Oh, never mind that. I only have this to say. I mean to place the biggest order with your company you've ever had.
Great.
On two conditions.
Oh.
A, that you give this fine, upstanding citizen Mortimer Meek his job back again.
Who? Meek?
Hello, Mr. Barker.
Why, I never fired Meek, Mr. Knickerbocker. He's a hothead. That's what you are, Meek, walking out on me that way. You are just a temperamental hothead.
No, I know it, Mr. Barker, and I'm ashamed of myself.
And B, that you drive this young lady over to Northville tonight so she can enjoy that weekend she's been looking forward to.
Northville tonight?
You have your car, haven't you?
Yes.
Northville tonight or no sale.
Oh, Northville. No, why, Mr. Knickerbocker, I'd be glad to. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking of taking a spin up to Northville tonight just to get a little air.
Jeez, I need some, too. Railroad stations are so stuffy, aren't they, Mr. Barker?
You know, I thought plain toasted marshmallows were pretty keen until just the other day, and then I tasted them a new and different way that's really terrific. So bend your ears in this direction for a second or two, and I'll tell you about this nifty marshmallow delight. Now first, take peach or pear halves. You can use either the canned or fresh kind. And brush them generously with the smooth, golden goodness of melted, all-sweet margarine. Then place fat, snowy white marshmallows in the centers, pop the white-capped fruit under the broiler, and heat till the marshmallows melt slightly and have a golden brown crust. Serve them quickly, too, because the marshmallows are at their best when piping hot. Mmm, what heavenly aroma. What out-of-this-world goodness you get in the combined flavor of juicy fruit, rich, savory, all-sweet, and luscious melted marshmallows. Yes, one of the best features of gloriously good all-sweet is that it's such a wonderful economical cooking aid in your everyday meal planning. So temptingly good when used to prepare special treats such as this. So today, when you're shopping, ask for all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Well, all's well that ends well.
Yeah, gracious, it's wonderful to be so appreciated.
Hey, Morty. Yeah? Dr. Furmish is at the back door. He's going away for the weekend, wants to know if he can borrow your suitcase.
Well, you tell him. I'm sorry, Louie, but every suitcase I know of is in use. Just packed to the brim with happiness.
Oh. Meet the Meat stars Boris Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks and directed and produced by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meeks. This is John Weigel speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.